Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
So Daisy comes and she's like, all right, guys, we're not achieving anything here.
Daisy, I would just like her to cool it. He is abusive. He is abusive towards me. Ow!
All right.
But still, it hurt. It hurt my heart.
All right, Ellie. She's like, she's swearing at me.
But you deserve it.
Okay, Ellie. I'm in charge now. I'm the captain of the ship now. I am the captain now.
You servants are doing it again.
Okay, all right. You can leave the galley and go to your cabin, Ellie. Okay, get out of here. Get the hell out of here. This is wild. It's wild. Daisy, thank you. I've never known anything like that. She rattles me. It's not good. I may have lost control of my galley, marshmallow wobblekins. All right, Ben. All right, enough with that.
Have you spoken to Jason?
I don't want to talk to Jason about it. I just want her out of here.
Well, you've got a problem on your hands then, Ben, don't ya?
He's like, I know, don't I know?
So now we go to Ellie in her room, and she's wrapping a cord around her curling iron. She's like, oh, motherfucker, you take this to me, a curling iron? You watch your goddamn mouth.
Curl me. I curl you. You curl me first, bitch.
I sell curling irons like you for milk where I come from.
The curling iron's like, that seems like a terrible deal.
And Ben says, wisely or aptly, I guess I should say, he's like,
I've met my match, haven't I? Oh, it's been a long day. Let's just go to bed.
So now Ellie's like, I don't know, Daisy, this fucking Ben thing. She's like, all right. Just trying to calm her down.
He takes no ownership. Well, I do understand that, but you're not going to solve it by losing your temper like that. All right, now I know, you know. Let me pat your knee there for a second. It's okay.
She's saying, hey, Joao, she's saying I run a hostile work environment.
Well, then she can leave at any time. She can always go to Zim, okay? But no one's making her stay.
Yeah, but that's her bad. I don't want a hostile environment.
It's like, I'm upset that he got to the point of being fucking angry, but I couldn't fucking hold it in anymore. I just fucking snapped. You know, it's like you can only sell so many carrots before you say, just someone give me the damn milk already.
Okay. Let's try and get some sleep tonight, and tomorrow there's a way we can figure this out. I know there is. I know there is. Don't worry.
And meanwhile, Joelle's like, you call everybody lovely and honey and sugar pumps. I mean, just this morning you called me French toast thymus gland. I don't know what that is, but I got a halfie. So I'm not really sure what everybody's so upset about. I mean, you're sexist to everybody.
Yes, I have to say, every time you call me flufferoni pizza, I actually quite enjoy it.
You know, I actually masturbated after you called me tostoni testicles.
Ben's like, I mean, it's a pet name. It's a term of endearment. And apparently, it's not very endearing right now. So I would definitely have taken this on board better with a professional conversation. And I would have listened. I didn't actually mean any harm by this.
I love the guy who's being totally unprofessional is now demanding professionalism from the person he's offending. Like, that's what's always so funny. Like, okay, it's like 2026 and you should know that you just can't call like women that you're working with like honey buns and sweetie and love. And well, you can say love maybe because that's so British. But like, I don't think you can't say half the shit that he is saying, honestly. And then he's like, well, why wasn't she being professional? I can't believe she wasn't being professional to me. Two wrongs don't make a right. But like, also like, it's just always funny to me that the person who's being wildly unprofessional is always like disregarding the other person for just not being professional enough.
Well, I think that we're harping on the honey, lovey, sweetie thing more than Ellie is. You know, I think it bugs us more. And I think Ellie's just sick of Ben and she doesn't like where she feels like she's picking up all this extra slack so that he could go swimming and drink wine and stay in the guest cabin while she's having to do all of this shit. And she's just breaking and she's like, and now you're going to be condescending to me too? Like, fuck you. I think there's the comments and stuff online are interesting about it because there's so many people who are like, oh my God, Ben's just, he's doing so great. And this, you know, it's just a cultural thing. And in his culture, you know, you're allowed to say honey and sweetie. And okay, you know what? I can give you that. up to a certain point until I think it's bullshit and I think he should know by now. But if somebody tells you that, then you stop. I think the problem here is that he wasn't told. You know, if he was told and then he wouldn't stop, then maybe that would be a bigger problem. But I still think that any dude in 2026, no matter where you're from, should know better than to be like, hey, toots.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who does that?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that ultimately she just was feeling general disrespect from him. And if she had been feeling respect, she probably would have received, you know, him saying sweetie as like, just like whatever, like this is his way of showing fondness to the people he's working with. But since she's feeling general disrespect anyway, it's like, she's like, don't be disrespectful to me and then add a sweetie at the end of it as if everything is fine and cute and that you actually like me, but you're being totally disrespectful. You know, I think that's where sometimes it can be really frustrating. You know, it's like, oh, by the way, you really fucked up, honey. It's like, ugh, don't do that to me. The only one who can say honey is Hannah, by the way.
Honey. So Jason texts Ben to meet him in the bridge, and Daisy comes in and he's like, hey Daisy, Ben messaged me last night about Ellie and said she was swearing at him, and I just want to know, has anybody considered boundaries, drawing them?
Anybody? It was wild. Like, well, Ellie came to me before dinner. I saw that. The whole boat saw that. They saw a lady with a long ponytail dressed in black walking through at a quick pace, and they were all very alarmed by that. I was like, yeah, the guests saw her walk through, but it was like she just walked through. To them, it was just like another staff member going from place A to place B.
It's not like she threw a potato at him. So Daisy's like, yeah, you know, they're both justified in how they're feeling, but Ellie, she cannot speak to crew members like that. Okay, all right, I've got to get to the bottom of it more, I guess. I thought I got to the bottom of it last night by standing in a doorway for a while, but I guess not. So now we go to Ben and Jason in the bridge, and he's like, let's take a seat, brother. Let's digest. This is called the boundary seat. Have a seat. Go ahead. Well, that wasn't like your average argument. This was serious. And then he's back with Daisy, Daisy and Jason. And Daisy's like, you know, she was like, don't, I'm not taking this. And then when I stepped in, I was like, this is out of control. And I don't think Ben deserved it. But yeah, I think he needs to learn how to manage people.
And so Jason's like, look, it's serious. She's come to me. She mentioned names. And I tried to say boundary 3 or 4 times and it wouldn't even calm her down. Then I tried to disappear into a bush, but it turns out there was no bush. I just backed into the bar and knocked a glass off the top of it, which was embarrassing. And I was hoping it would be a blessing in disguise that the shattering of the glass would be enough to distract her and make her realize that she has to get out of here. But she kept on saying things, said something about carrots and selling them and milk in the town square and rotating things. It was a lot to take in. And I said, I'll have to draw a boundary with you, Ellie. Nothing seemed to work. So I know it's a term of endearment, what you say, but it's not sitting well with her. And that's something that you have to work on. There needs to be some respect, okay? I'm trying to read through it. And the question is, where do we go from here? We've got a wedding tonight. Are you able to work with her? Do I have to keep on having to talk with you guys? Because it's a lot of episodes of Salt Lake City I've got to catch up on.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm still rattled by what happened. I mean, you can't even call anybody broccoli butt cheeks anymore without them getting offended.
Now, frankly, that wouldn't have offended me, but it offends her. And that's the problem. So if it gets to a point I have to pull her out, I will, but that's not an option I want. I need you guys to go hard for 48 hours. And at the end of it, let's reassess our boundaries. He's like, all right, man. So now we go to the galley and Ellie's like, good morning. Hello. How can I assist you? Well, we could light a sheet pan, please. Put bacon on it. All right. Ah, oh, thanks, licorice lungs. Damn it. Sorry. It was an accident.
Well, I'm not sure where we stand or how we get through the season together. I'm kind of feeling like my job is on the line here. So
you think?
She's like,
okay, what is next, please?
Can you clean the freezer, please?
I need to figure out how to get through the season with him because I'm not going to lose my job over this man.
Yeah. So now he's like, all right, thanks, Ellie. All right, we're good. We're going to be fine. You like that? Be cold, Ellie. Felt weird to me personally, but it's good for you.
Loved it.
Honestly, I'm trying to change the dynamic, and I think it's the less I say, the better, mate. Really. All right. You can't be offended if I don't talk to you. All right.
All right. Okay, you cheeky churro. Let's get back to work lining that sheet pan, shall we?
So now Mike and Daisy are in the pantry, and Mike's like, good, I've been such a good morning today. I had extra Aquanet in my hair. She's like, ah, yeah. When I woke up, I was just like, I can't wait to start work as a dexter.
She's like, ah, Mike, ah, that's funny.
So then Daisy, the guests are sitting for breakfast. A bunch of them want some soft scrambled eggs. And except that, so when Ben makes it, he's thinking he's making like European style, but they are more like just watery. And a lot of the, just everyone's grossed out by all the pools of thin liquid accumulating on their plates.
Yeah, what was this? Because they cut to Ben cooking the eggs, and he's like, oh, it's the French way to do it. The French really like it this way. So was that like a French technique? It looked like it was just butter dripping out, like a ton of butter or something, right?
I don't know. I think I'm sure there's probably like a science of if you cook at a certain temperature, the liquid will leach out. There's also something about like the earlier you salt your eggs, the less likely they are to get wet like that. They essentially kind of like break, right? And so like, so it's always good to salt as early as possible. So maybe you didn't salt, give it enough time for that salt to sort of like permeate. Something about like the salt kind of like bonds with the proteins in a way that the water does not leach out, or I don't know. But yeah, weird, whatever it was, something was wrong.
It looked like a river of fat, but I mean, eggs are fat, so I don't know if it was from that, but it looked like too much butter. I don't know. Yeah,
it's like, excuse me.
Yeah. Like, were you steaming this in butter? What was it? So, Nisha is like, gross. And she's pouring the water out of her eggs. And Daisy comes out and she's like, Daisy, are these even real? Or are they like powdered scrambled eggs? Which I thought was kind of funny. Cause like, do powdered scrambled eggs get wet?
I feel like
I was very confused by this egg scene. Yeah, me too. Cause it, whatever. So Daisy's like, nah, they're real scrambled eggs. I'll ask him how he makes them. And she goes, thank you, because this is gross. These are the grossest eggs I've ever seen. So she goes down and she's like, okay, Ben, she doesn't like the eggs. She said they're super watery. I'd go and talk to her.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So he goes out there. He's like, oh, God, I'm in trouble. I know. I'm sorry. I'm in trouble. I know. And I'm so sorry.
Well, it turns out what you say is watery in your eggs is actually just an accumulation of my tears from having a wedding that I never got to attend. I'm sensitive now. And I also got yelled at by my own sous chef. Anyway, what's the issue here?
They're like, are you trying to kill me?
And they're like, okay, when you said soft eggs, I just thought you meant so soft it was like water, which is what I basically gave you. So I'll do a whole new breakfast for you. Don't worry about it.
She's like, no, actually, I'm full, but thanks. He's like, oh, God, I'm absolutely frazzled right now. I can't focus. My emotions are getting the better of me right now, to be honest with you. Wedding, hold on.
So Daisy tells Alicia to go to the beach. So put on her charm and entertaining side because she's going for the beach day. So then we go to Ellie and Jason having a meeting. And he's like, all right, mate. Now, what happened? You came to me before dinner. And I woke up this morning and I found out that things just escalated and it shouldn't have escalated. All right? Boundaries, not escalators. You understand? She's like,
because he kept jabbing me, so I couldn't hold it in anymore. I'm sorry. I could not hold it.
Listen, have your boundaries, which I don't know if you know about this, but boundaries are great. I have a boundary, which is that you cannot cross the boundary to enter this office ever again. And if you ever want to talk about an issue, you can do it every 3 days at the tip meeting. So if you don't want to be called honey, I respect that. If you don't want to be called flirty flan, I respect that. If you don't want to be called sticky sweetie, I respect that. If you don't want to be called gooey ganache, absolutely, I get it. But that's a conversation that you could have with Ben about his demeanor or things that you're feelings that you're feeling. And I don't want you to squash your emotions. I just want you to take them, put them in this tiny box, wrap it in a bow, and throw it overboard. How about that? I think that will work well for you.
Basically, you went a little too far. All right. She goes, I did. All right. Now, if there's a tone you're not happy with, that's a work environment conversation. It doesn't have to escalate to swearing and yelling. All right. Because we have a complaint procedure here. You know, all yachts do. All right. If you've got a problem, you go to anybody but me. All right. Tell them about it. And then they come to me and I say, tell them to work it out. Do you understand? All right, because what we've going on, that can't go on. Do you understand me? All right, we're going to work through this rough patch a little bit. Can you do that? What rhymes with foundries?
I don't know.
Foundries.
It's okay. It's all right. We'll work on that. All right. Well, I'm happy to continue respecting him, but at the same time, there needs to be respect given back. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. Do you understand?
What does it mean to you?
Well, I didn't mean you have to literally find out.
Listen to Aretha. Please, do not disrespect Aretha.
Here's what you do. Next time you have an issue, go and tell Mike, but tell him it's actually a chore for him. It's a task for him to go get to the bottom of this. And by the time he figures it out, 3 hours later, you will have cooled down.
The season will be over. All right. Now, this is going to take both of you. All right. Let's see how we go today. Get back into it. Okay. I appreciate it. I appreciate that. It's like, I need some fucking M&Ms. That's what I need.
So now the crew has to get ready for the vow renewal, aka the first step into the dissolution of this marriage. So Joao is like, tonight, the guests are getting Zim married. And that means that there's a lot of Zim pressure on the interior side. So if I could just help take the weight off of Daisy and get the guests away from the yacht for a few hours, I'd be more than Zim happy to do that.
So in the galley, Ellie and Ben are tense still. She's like, hey,
hi. Well, when you have a chance, do you want to maybe look up through the mint to see like what needs to be thrown out?
Okay.
Thank you, meat looker. Thank you.
And Jason hears this and he's like, all in a day's work.
Look at me bringing people together. Next step, world peace. So the guests are, they take the tender to the beach and everyone's setting up the wedding. And he's like, so these guests are actually married, but they didn't have a big wedding. So now they're going to have a slightly bigger wedding with 7 people instead. I was like, wow, it's like you really went from having your elopement with 2 people to a wedding with 7 people. Wow. I mean, it is 7 times the size. So there's a lot of pressure, especially after making these really ridiculous mistakes. Then we see like the panty liner stuck against the wall and then no champagne in the bedroom, watery eggs. I honestly will not be able to sleep if I make Mark and Clay in any way sad or disappointed because they're the sweetest, cutest human beings who deserve the best. They are so cute that I have to restrain myself from going up to them and saying, you're so cute. God, I love them.
And now it's time for Fish Report. Fish Report. Oh my God, it's a Fish Report. Okay, so we start out with a octopus, squid. I don't know what it is. It's octopus.
It's an octopus.
And it's doing one of those things where it's got a front pony because it's afraid it's balding. So it's putting all of its hair up to the front and just moving backwards slowly.
It's kind of doing a Trump. I'm not going to lie. It's but like a beautiful version. Like this is what Trump was aspiring to, is what this octopus is doing. This octopus is great. And the octopus is like, well, I could be camouflaged right now, but I'm really feeling red today. So I'll only lightly turn blue as I go away. But bitch, I'm saying red. If I get killed, at least I'll be high fashion when I die.
And it looks very graceful, but it's terrified of the cameras. It's just backing away. Or is it going forward and it has eyes in the back of his head?
That's classic octopus. Like octopi are actually, it's octopuses. It's actually not octopi. It's octopuses. They love a misdirection. So they're like, look at me. I'm going forward, but my tentacles are going backwards. So am I going backwards or am I going forward? That's one secret I'll never tell. XOXO, gossip octopus.
Do I have a huge nose or a huge head? I don't know. Which side of me are you judging? Loser. I'm gone.
I'm an optical illusion.
God, am I still red? Jeez. They can see me now.
I'm an optical illusion, or as I like to call it, an octopal illusion. Thanks, guys. You ever see that drawing of like, is it an old woman or is it a young woman? Can't tell. That's me right now. Big nose, big butt.
Hard to say.
All right, now we go to the cutest fish of the day. I mean, right. This fish is adorable. This is that little blue specked fish that's staring right into the camera with like little human lips, like, hello.
So cute.
Hello.
It's like, so I hear that there's a little bit of a pageant for cute fish, and I'd like to throw my name into it. Because we had that puffer fish 2 weeks ago that was amazing. We had that shark last week where we thought its nostrils were its eyes, which looks so cute. And now we have this guy who's like, this one is so cute. And I think the fact that it's sort of on its side makes it even cuter.
It's tilting. It's like, oh. It's like the Sheena head tilt. It's like, only get my good side. Only get my good side. Like, tilt.
It's like taking a portrait at Sears. It's like, hi.
Yeah.
For its senior
like,
photo.
Just tilt your head a little bit and leave your lips open, because that's how models do it. She's like.
Yeah. So one thing that I'm working on is I'm trying to just show my good side more. And so I've heard that if you just tilt and just lower one fin and raise another, it actually makes you look a bit more slender. So, hey.
Oh, so that was a good shot? Oh, good, good. I'm glad you got the shot. No, I can't high five you. It never works out. My hands are see-through. So.
But this fish also is like the equivalent of an influencer who like sees a pink wall or angel wings graffitied onto the side of the building. It's like, oh my God, I got to take a picture with it. Cause it's like, oh my God, take a picture of me by this coral. It looks so good. I'm putting this on the gram. It's going totally on the grid.
This is the cutest fish. Oh my gosh. It's okay. So goldfish, basic.
Basic. I don't know.
Tank?
No, these are just like wild goldfish. And that's why what I really appreciate about them. They're just like, they are basic, but there's just something that they're like, you know what? It's nighttime, but we're going to put on like our nighttime best. Like, it's dark, but we're gonna look lovely here.
But are they? And we're gonna swim. Like, no, they're all in disarray. No one's swimming in uniform. They're just like going every which way. This is why you guys get captured and given away at fairs. Like, you have no organization amongst your group. They're just like, as long as you don't catch me.
They're like, school's out for summer. Literally, we're not in a school right now. We're just an assemblage.
Every hour is 3:30 p.m. They're like, we're done. They're just dropping pencils. We're done. No school left. You are undisciplined.
So I actually kind of like their chaos, because I feel like we always see all these. What always happens is we always see these school of fish. They're all going one direction, and there's one that's always going the wrong direction, and we always make fun of them. But here they're just all like, rah! They're just like all having like a crazy mosh, but they're like at a street fair or something. And they're like, oh my God, did you see that they have like, they've got like adorable like truffle puffs over there. Truffle puffs, really? Because they have like an amazing gelato stand over there. Really? Wait, which way should we go? I kind of
yeah,
like
but over there is the water gun that you shoot into the balloons and then they explode. I'm playing that one. They're just all over the place, and then goldfish get lost, and then some mother yells at the teacher, and it's like, no, your child is undisciplined, and that's
but
why they're
this is how they die. This is how they die. They do get caught this way, because
you look at this and you're like, oh, you think you're having fun now? You will all get flushed down toilets one day after being one in a fair. This fish, gorgeous. This is what we call a wallpaper fish. This is a good looking. This is like Reza wallpaper.
Yeah. Gorgeous, but also kind of dumb. Like, you can tell, like, this fish does not carry a good conversation. Look at its eyes. It's like, what? It's like, and you're like, oh my God, did you see Real Housewives last night? What's that? You don't know about the Real Housewives?
I don't have a TV.
I think it has a TV. I think it has a TV, but it watches like Yes Dear, reruns of Yes Dear. It like watches like old CBS sitcoms on one of those random stations that's like channel 17, you know? I think it's just like totally uninterested in pop culture.
It's either literature or Everybody Loves Raymond for me. And it has a very long face, but no nose. It's just like constantly looking down its nose at you. It's like, oh, the morals. The morals on anything else. I simply can't suffer through them.
But like wealthy and boring. Because like we love wealthy and fabulous, but this is just wealthy and boring where they just have nothing interesting to say. You know?
Yeah, it's like, the same old Chanel you've been wearing for 30 years also. It's all faded here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a stupid fish, but pretty.
Yeah, pretty. So now this is another eel thing, right?
Yeah, I think it could be a sea snake, quite frankly. I can't tell if it's an eel or a sea snake. I'm not sure, but I will say, tiny head on this one. It's very graceful the way it moves, but that, I don't know if it's maybe the head is far away from the camera, but like that, you know this.
It's embarrassing.
It's like, I'll never be a celebrity. My head is just too disproportionately small.
And also, I keep getting my feet stuck in the door. So that was really embarrassing. God, I just can't get out of a car without slamming it on my lower half of my body, because it's all flat down here on this butt.
And you know, it hates, like, it has a real issue with t-shirts, because it's like, well, the thing is this, I need to have a wide t-shirt to fit my body, but my head is so small, so the neck hole always just looks so gaping.
And it always wants to play paddleball. They're like, stop making your faults into a positive, eel. It's like, no, look, I can hit it. I can hit it with my butt. Okay.
Teeny tiny head. Why is his head so small? It's, you know, hilarious. What? It's like, hello.
Yeah.
Like, and like, it's not even supposed to have a head.
14 love. 14 love. I may have a small head, but I'm killing it in tennis. Bring it on, Gigi Fernandez. I'm not afraid of you.
Does it? I hope everyone appreciates the gentle current I'm creating. So for all you fish that are looking for some plankton, I'm helping you out. Thanks, but no thanks, I suppose.
Hey, did I hear there's a wedding? Let's do the snake. Let's do the snake. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You're like, oh God, there it is, doing this dance move again. It's like,
it's like Kyle Richardson or Splits. It's like, oh God, yeah. He's doing the worm again. Here we go. We got it. You've got upper body strength.
Well, I'm very self-conscious about what I eat because everyone can see it.
Most terrifying stingray I've ever seen. Is this a bat? Is it hairy?
This is a, what's going on? It looks hairy. It's a, I think this is actually a manta ray. This is big. Mm. And it's so big that in the next shot of it, it looks like a behemoth. It looks like a,
that's the same thing. Look, I thought that was a different fish.
It looks like a monster back there. Look how huge it is. It's like,
it looks like a whale and a ray. And look at that mouth. It looks like someone's doing a puppet show. Is that his mouth? Or is that one of, what is that? This thing's terrifying.
Just can you go forward a little bit so we can see some.
Again, more. Oh, he's got a skull under him. He's got the painting of a skull on his underside. I would not fuck with this one. Whoever is on the B-roll team is brave.
Yeah. I think they're docile, though. I think they're just
that doesn't look docile.
I do remember there was a news story about 15 years ago that, you know, sometimes these, you know, rays, sometimes they will, was it breaching or whatever? They sometimes come jumping out of the water. They like to do that.
Yeah.
They like to go jumping out. And there was a news story of one of these manta rays jumped out of the water just as a boat was approaching, and it slammed into a woman on the deck of that boat, and she died.
Oh,
I think the ray died too. Isn't that crazy?
So much for being docile. I know. Actually, this like, does look like a skull and bones on its underside, but it also looks like Bueller on my dog, oddly enough. Like, it really has like a little Africa. Fear right here.
Wow. It sort of looks like Africa.
That is one terrifying looking fish. Okay, so let's just all clear our palates by looking at this sweet turtle taking a nap with his friend, the starfish.
Yeah.
Wow.
Love this unlikely couple. Turtle, starfish, what a duo, right?
It's so cute. It's like a French, it's like a dodo video where the dog hugs the cat.
I know. The turtle's like, well, I hear that there's a shark that's been sleeping recently. And I think if the shark can sleep, I can sleep. Am I right? Okay, starfish. They had a successful date.
Everyone wants to be close to me because I'm a star. All right. Love your dad joke. Love your dad joke. God, I just love spending time with you, starfish.
Which way do you think the starfish is pointing? Like, so, you know, I know that their faces are on the bottom, but like, I like to think that like one of those legs is the face and then two of them are the hands and two of their feet. Right. And so if you think of it like the head is the one closest, that's really cute. But I also like to think like it gets cuter in every single scenario. Like no, whichever place you orient the head, you get a different kind of cute look. If that makes sense. There's like different cute scenarios for the starfish.
This is an adorable starfish and I love its outfit. I mean, that's really cool. It's like red and beaded.
Part of me, it is beautiful. Part of me wonders if the starfish really likes having the turtle nearby. I feel like the starfish is like, you know, I love the turtle, but the thing is that I like having my own space when I sleep.
The turtle's mom is like, close. Would you stop hanging out with people who literally can't run away from you? Okay. It doesn't mean they want to be your friend. Starfish can't move. Okay. What are you doing?
I feel like they're gossiping. But they're gossiping before they fall asleep. And then the starfish is like just trying to fall asleep. But the turtle is like, and then here's the other thing. So that one fish, it's really cute, but it's always like, take a picture of me in front of the coral. Take a picture of me in front of the coral. It's like, I don't want to take another picture of you in front of the coral. In fact, that's all that you have on your grid. Like, show some real personality. It's not about backgrounds. The starfish is like, I just want to go to sleep.
The starfish is like, oh yeah, well, did you hear about that manta ray? His brother ran into a boat, fucking idiot. Look at him up there. Skull and Bones t-shirt. Nobody's scared of you. Your family's idiots. Okay, you're all idiots.
Fish and report. That
is the end of the fish report. Fish report. This has been a fish report.
shoes. Here comes one right now.
Okay, so now Ben is down in the galley, and he's like, all right, we're going to work on the cake. It's a big project, and you did a beautiful job icing that cake, my little dulce de leche diaphragm. All right?
Thank you.
And he's like, yeah. So he's like, yeah, just get some extra icing, pipe it around so it's white.
Nice.
And that will be nice, right? Okay. Very great, my messy macaron.
So then on the beach, the guests are drinking rum punch. They're all happy. The wedding setup is going on. People really like Alicia's spicy Tabasco margarita. And Jenna and Eddie are trying to set up the wedding on the sun deck. And Jenna's, you know, just chatting with him and everything. And she's saying, this is going to be for our wedding one day. He's like, in South Africa? Come on. Yeah, I lived in South Africa my whole life. You're going to take me back to my home country? He's like, yeah, or we'll get married in New Zealand then.
And she tells us, but
you know, what can I say? Love is in the air. Maybe I'll forgive him now. You know, maybe I'm over the situation with him and Alicia. Maybe we can be past it. Maybe I can have a little flat back.
Boo, hiss. Why do they always do this? They always fall for it. They're just lonely. Lonely and horny on this boat.
I feel like this whole episode, it opened with the Amanda and Wes news, and now we're here. And I just feel this is an episode like it's okay to be alone, you know?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Calm down, everybody. Calm down. So now we go back to the galley where Ellie is frosting her cake. And he's like, oh, look at that. It's a little pineapple right side up cake, isn't it? Isn't it, man? She's like, oh, it's going to make it more difficult to transfer. Oh, you're so clever, aren't you? Aren't you? When we ice it, can we put the pineapple? Beautiful. We want to put pineapple? I know you're going to do a good job. I feel it. I feel it coming, Ellie. She's like, oh, my God, I'm going to do my best too, chef.
What the hell? Jeez, these two made a turn. Yeah, I think basically having the captain say, like, get it together, I think, like, they both were just like, okay, we gotta make this work. So now the guests are ready to head back, and Jenna, meanwhile, is still setting up this arc on the deck, and she's like, Mark, I'm gonna grab some more vines. Can you help me with the fire lights, Mark? Mark, can you give me the fire lights? You're not gonna listen to me anyway, huh? And Mike is
in the corner making like different shapes out of his ball skin. And yeah. So then, everyone comes to get changed and we go back to the sun deck and Jenna's still decorating and Mike claps at her to hurry up. She's like,
don't clap your hands at me. I've asked you for fairy lights.
And Daisy comes out. She's like, we've got less than 45 minutes.
Jenna, you've got 45 minutes. You better hurry up. I'm actually going to get really annoyed. Come stop wasting time, Mark.
I've asked him for fairy lights, and there's like fairy lights. There's no fairy lights around. Where are the fairy lights? Like, there's no fairy lights in the books. Got the fairy lights.
Dave's like, okay, I'll get you the fairy lights. Come on, hurry up, you guys.
Mike's like, I just need Janet to work faster so we can all get it done quicker. It's like, I'm getting really pissed off at you now. He's like, you know, when Jenny's not in the mood for jokes, it makes me want to wind her up even more.
Like, that's great, but you're working, and so don't wind up the person you're trying to have a smooth workplace with. Just get the fucking fairy lights already.
You know those little gnomes in front of houses that people put out? I feel like this, Mike is the reason why people kick those over.
Mm, yeah.
So Daisy comes back with fairy lights and they finish it. It's a huge achievement. And now Ellie's icing the cake. Everybody's loving it. Now on the sun deck. Mike's like, oh, it looks really wonderful. I don't know what's going on with the art. It looks like we're wrapping a mummy. She's like, shut up, Mike.
Okay, I just want to get changed in 10 minutes. Can we do that? Can we do it?
It looks really beautiful now.
It's like, just stop doing that. I really feel like you're so condescending, Mark.
And he's like, okay, guys, just quiet down. He's like, I'm just doing the fairy lights. It's like, oh, I'm really frustrated. Oh, God, fuck me. If they stop fucking bickering, this would be done by now.
So you just bicker and bicker and bicker. And it's like, oh, my God, children, let's go. So now it's 15 minutes until the ceremony. And it looks great. Looks great, everybody. So Alicia radios the crew that the guests are ready. And then we go to the bar with Ben, Eddie, and Batul. And Ben's like, this is pretty cool, right, Batul? Or right, Eddie? And he's like, when's the last wedding you went to? And he goes, ha, I just missed one. It was my own.
Clearly tonight, it is reminiscently triggering for me. But I'm going to put my thoughts behind me. I've already ruined one wedding, and I'll be damned if I'm going to ruin another. I'm sensitive now.
So then we see Jason and Daisy and Joao on the sun deck, and they're all goofing off, ready for this wedding to start. And Daisy's like, if I happen to find myself in a committed relationship, perhaps with Gara, yeah, I might have a small wedding, the rented dress, and I certainly will not be spending money. But I'm not 22 with a fucking Pinterest board of my dream wedding. I have a Pinterest board of pita chips. That's what I've got. And I'm like, dude, I'm just trying to get to my fucking second date.
So now is the wedding, and the guys are all cute and crying. And they're like, oh, you're my heart. You're my home. I love you. And the other one's like, yeah, thanks for understanding me and controlling me unconditionally. And well, I don't know, buying me this weird silk one piece I'm wearing. But I promise to be, I'm going to be your support. Wow. And so,
you
know.
The bay in beige. Oh, honey.
So they kiss and it's nice and everyone's cheering. They're like, oh my God. So then today, it's dinner time.
Today, I would like to say today, Mark and Clay, may your days be filled with joys, unites with laughter, and the in-betweens, the boundaries. I now pronounce you boundary and boundary.
Oh, I put this ring on your finger, otherwise known as a boundary, right? Other people will see that you're now married. Congratulations, boundary people. Kiss, kiss, do it. Oh, God, they kissed. So then everyone goes to dinner, and Ben serves filet mignon with panko-encrusted baby eggplant. And the cake is ready. The cake is ready. Ah! And Jason tells the guests about his daughter, Saskia. And he's like, she grew up in the Philippines. She's got the Filipino empathy and sympathy. Good. Thank God for those Filipinos. They really can feel things. You know, I called her the other day and I said, I'm hungry. And she said, for M&Ms. And I said, thank God for the Filipino in you, little girl.
She's got the Filipino empathy, the Filipino sympathy, and the Australian sandalwood. That's what she's got out of it. She wants to care for everyone.
Oh, so the cake comes out and it's pretty. It's a pineapple cake. And everyone's like, oh my God, it's the cake. And then Daisy and Batula.
By the way, did you notice that the top tier of that cake was so teeny tiny? It was like the size of a tomato paste can. Because it was like, they're, you know, getting progressively smaller, but the top tier, it was like a little column. And I was like, I think the proportions are wrong on that, Ben.
How dare you? Daisy is telling Batool she could be a stew. She's so helpful. And she's like, stop saying that. She goes, no, you did a great job. She goes, never. Jeez.
Also, I don't even know what you just said. I just want you to stop saying it. I'm tired.
So then the guests go to bed, and Ellie and Ben are really nice to each other. He compliments her cake. And she's like, good teamwork. And he's like, yeah, that's right. So then the next morning, now it's breakfast time. And Ben's like, this is the great egg challenge. They've got to be perfect. They just don't need to look like they went through a car wash.
Yeah, exactly. And Alicia's cleaning a nightstand and she's saying to herself, Alicia, what am I doing? Which I think she does all the time, it seems like. And so Daisy sends Jenna to help her because, God forbid, Alicia can actually succeed at any task on this boat. And
so Daisy opens a nightstand and Alicia was cleaning it, and she finds the towel Alicia was using to clean in the nightstand drawer. So she's like, guys, girls, come in here. Look what I've just found. For fuck's sake, I don't make my job any harder than it needs to be. And Alicia goes, it was definitely Mikey. And then they show the clip again of Alicia leaving it there.
Oh, God. And Daisy's like, Jenna, just please double check. Jenna's like, it's ridiculous. Hot Alicia and I and Mike just like don't give a damn. And they're like making me look bad in front of Daisy. And I'm already feeling the pressure of seconds too. So like now the cleaning cloth, it's just like so embarrassing. So then we dock the boat successfully without any drama. And the guests are filling out their comment cards. And then they say goodbye. And Clay's like, I get emotional. But you guys have made this so special. And we both come from very humble beige beginnings, and to be on a $36 million yacht with a crew like this, with watery eggs and slow service and panty liners attached to the walls of our closet, it's just absolutely phenomenal. Thank you so much. Thank you.
We come from humble beginnings. You don't say. Your husband is standing next to you in a Louis Vuitton bucket hat, a Gucci belt. He's like the Amanda Francis of this. There's just like brands falling all over him. So they leave, and Alicia's like,
I love love. And seeing Clay and Mark together, they've definitely got something really strong and secure. It's something I aspire me and my boyfriend to have.
You've been with your boyfriend for 5 minutes, Alicia. Calm down with this boyfriend.
Seriously.
And she's like, and you know, we're not quite renewing our vows yet, but one day I can't wait to leave a rag in his drawer.
So Daisy and Ben are in the crew mess, and Daisy's like, how are you feeling? And Ben's like,
well, I feel like I just did 15 rounds with Muhammad Ali and got the shit kicked out of me, and we didn't even have our wedding yet. All right.
So Jason calls Ellie up to the bridge, and he's like, now listen, I've not got a problem with Ellie, you know, having issues, but the way she went about them, that's the problem. So, he calls her in, and he's like, and Ben needs to take account for the original issue. I want them to see out the season and work well together, but it's a risk. So I've got to see if this can work. So I'm going to call them to the bridge, and then I'm going to stand outside the door, and I'm going to see what happens.
All right, you two. I think you guys need to have a chat now. And I understand emotionally. She wants more respect. I want to see that resolved. And if you have a problem with that, we make changes. So, as the captain, it's my responsibility to oversee this conversation and mediate it by stepping out of the room and finding some M&Ms. So, good luck. Boundaries. Do the thing. I'll see you in about 10 minutes. Boy.
I was like, what? All right. Thank you, bourbon ball biceps. All right, Ellie, let's get down to it.
God damn it. I was like, why are you leaving? I feel like the captain should stay and oversee this.
Because this is Captain Jason. I'm telling you, Captain Jason hates this shit. Every time there's a problem, he's like, all right, here's what we're going to do. You're going to work it out. All right. I'll be in my cabin. Hands off approach, guys. Hands off. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us today. We will be back actually very soon, tomorrow and the next day for the rest of your lives. Come check on us. We sure love you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Check on us.
Bye.
Make sure we're okay.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Can I have a Kavanaugh? It's Anna Kavanaugh.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.